welcome to yet another segment of Love to Love, brought to you live from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam. My name is Chandu Vijay, and we will be spending the next 1.5 hours together listening to beautiful melodies of love, love and love. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, here is a little clue to begin with. A simple phrase, abundant with meaning for you to think about. Swami says, "Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Walk beside me and be my friend." Well, if you guessed friendship, then you guessed it right. Friendship is one relationship that every single person has to have in life. In fact, friends come in many shapes, sizes, forms and figures. So what is the essence of great friendship? Well, almost all of you would have seen the cartoon Winnie the Pooh sometime in your life. If you have not seen it, at least you would have heard about it. There is a scene in the cartoon when Pooh and the piglet, they were talking to each other, and one day Pooh simply tells to the piglet that if you live to be 100, then I wish to live 100 minus 1. That way, I wouldn't have to spend a single day without you. Well, of all the friendships that we encounter in life, friendship with the divine is a relationship beyond comparison. So let's start off today's session by taking a look at what Swami has to say about developing friendship with God. Well, Swami says, I quote, "Who is the hero? God is the hero, while the world is zero. So you should take friendship with that hero. It is only the eternal nature of divine love, which is blemishless, selfless and pure, which can stand the true test of friendship. When you enjoy the proximity of such a friend, you will be free from fear, even in the face of insurmountable difficulties." Well, now going back in time, during the time of Lord Krishna in Dwapara Yuga, the most remembered story of Sneha Bhava or divine friendship is that of Sudama and Lord Krishna. And I'm sure you would have heard it many number of times, and there has been many dramas put up in the divine presence on the same theme. So the story goes thus. Once during Dwapara Yuga, one day when Krishna was the king of Dwapara, there came a poor Brahmin at the gate of Lord Krishna's empire. His name was Sudama, or in some of the states he is also called as Kuchela. Now, Sudama and Krishna had studied together in the Gurukulam, or the school of those days of Sandipani Rishi. But later, they parted ways. Lord Krishna went on to become the king of Dwapara, and Sudama, who was a Brahmin, lived in utter poverty. So one fine day, the wife of Sudama, who knew the history between Sudama and Lord Krishna, started pestering Sudama to go to Lord Krishna and ask for help. She said, "Lord Krishna was your friend. Why don't you go to him and ask for help? I'm sure he can give you enough wealth for us to sustain in our life." Now Sudama, who was a very pious Brahmin, was very hesitant because he was not very sure if Lord Krishna would recognize him, because Lord Krishna is now the king and he didn't want to go through that embarrassment of him getting thrown out of the court. But finally he yielded to his wife's wishes and decided to go meet Lord Krishna in Dwapara. So before he set out for the journey, his wife packed some puffed rice and told that he should give it to Lord Krishna because he was going to see the king. And it was a tradition those days that when you go to meet the king, that you take something with you to give it to the king as an offering. So Sudama started on his journey towards Dwaraka to meet Lord Krishna, and finally he reached the doorstep of the Dwaraka Empire. And then a lot of thoughts was going through his head because he was not sure if Lord Krishna would recognize him. What if the guards just throw him out? When he reached the Dwaraka Empire, what happened was something which Sudama was totally unprepared for. Well, I'm sure most of you know what happened, but I'm going to continue the story after two beautiful songs. Here is a song, Om Shakti by Dana Gillespie, followed by In Sai We Trust. And after these two songs, we will continue with this beautiful story of friendship with Lord Krishna and Sudama. Welcome back, dear listeners. So let's continue with the story of divine friendship between Lord Krishna and his poor friend Sudama. So when Sudama reached Lord Krishna's palace, Krishna not only rushed to welcome Sudama and held him in a tight embrace, but he extended all the traditional honors due to a guest, including Lord Krishna washing the feet of Sudama. Then came the fond reminiscences. Like Sudama would say, "Oh Krishna, do you remember the times when we did this, this, this?" And Krishna would say, "Yes, I do remember that, but do you remember when we did this together, etc., etc." Like the kind of thing that happens when old friends meet after a very long time. So this went on for a while, and Sudama completely forgot about the gift that he had brought for Lord Krishna as an offering. But nothing can escape, of course, the omnipresent, omniscient Lord. So Lord Krishna snatched that bundle that Sudama was carrying, which contained puff rice, and said, "Oh Sudama, how could you have forgotten this, the gift that your wife had so lovingly sent for me?" So he took the bundle, opened it, ate the puff rice, and also shared it with his consort Rukmini. So now Sudama was thoroughly overwhelmed and choked with emotion. And soon it was time to say goodbye, and after a very tender leave-taking, Sudama left for his village. Only much later did he realize with a start that he had completely forgotten to ask Lord Krishna for material help. So what on earth was he going to tell his wife? She would be hopping mad for having blown away this golden opportunity of a lifetime. So wondering how he would negotiate the storm that is waiting for him at home, he was walking feeling very sad. Now when he entered his village and was approaching his house, in fact he couldn't recognize the place which he thought was his house, because in place of his pathetic hut now stood a grand huge mansion. And in front of the mansion were a beautiful woman and children, all draped in gold and wearing costliest of the clothes. He had trouble recognizing his wife and children. So that is when he quietly reflected, "Lord Krishna certainly knew about my wants. He gave me an opportunity to give expression to them, but I, swept by him in all respects, spent my time in adoration, totally forgetting my wants. That, I suppose, is what bhakti or devotion is all about." And of course, Lord Krishna cares only for bhakti. Lord Krishna doesn't care about kind of offering or the material value of the offering. He cares only the feeling with which the offering is made. The Sudama and his family, though now affluent, spent all their time thinking of Krishna. So dear listeners, such is the value of friendship to the Lord. And this story became an eternal example of how the Lord cares not for the material value of what is offered to him, but for the feeling with which the offering is made. So dear listeners, as we reflect on the wonderful lesson that is contained in this sweet short story of divine friendship and get inspired to develop such a friendship with the Lord, let's listen to some mellifluous music. Here is the song titled Lullaby, followed by the song My Divine Mother.
I am a stride in the app of progressive movement of life, and the mark of success is upon me. I am a stride in the app of progressive movement of life, and the mark of success is upon me. I am a stride in the upper progressive movement of life, and the mark of success is upon me. I am a stride in the upper progressive movement of life, and the mark of success is upon me. Straight ahead is where I'm going, with a mind of sail across the ocean, the spirit guides the way, and forward is the motion. The spirit guides the way, and forward is the motion.
I am
To the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam. You are listening to Love to Love, and today we are talking about the ship that never sinks, friendship with the divine. In one of his divine discourses, Bhagwan Baba once remarked, friendship should not be based on considerations of fear and favor. If a person is adopting wrong ways, a true friend should not be afraid of pointing out the errors with the motive of helping the other person. On another occasion, Swami said, it is clear, as understood today, friendship and friends are far off the mark of the ideal. Friends who can confer real counsel, comfort and consolation are precious gifts rarely found today. He added, only those deserve the name friends who help in uplifting life, cleansing ideals, elevating emotions and strengthening resolves. Those who drag you into pomp, pedantry, paltry, entertainment and petty pranks are your enemies and not your friends. Baba continued by saying, the feeling of friendship must activate every nerve, permeate every blood cell and purify every emotional wave. It has no place for the slightest trace of egotism. You cannot elevate the companionship which seeks to exploit or flees for personal benefit to the noble quality of friendship. So perhaps the only friend who can pass this rigorous test is indeed God. So God is our only true friend. He is our well-wisher all the times. We might not listen to what He says and eventually get into trouble, but He never deserts us. He is always there to bail us out of difficult situations. So well, dear listeners, haven't we all experienced such instances in our lives? So here is another two songs to accompany us as we think about all those times when our dearest Swami had stuck by us through the storms and the sunny skies alike.
Thank you. I am living in the light. I am giving all that's bright. I am loving with His might. I am living in the light.
Back, dear listeners. You are tuned to Love to Love on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, God's own radio, and today we are talking about friendship with God. Friendship in these days can be illustrated by a story. A person had three friends. Now, this person had taken to several bad ways and consequently had to face a court case. So he went to the first friend and sought his help, but his friend frankly told him that he would not like to associate himself with his crime and refused to give evidence to rescue him. Now he approached the second friend. The second friend told him that he would only go up to the court but would not be a witness in the witness box. So finally he approached his third friend. So the third friend immediately responded and said, "Yes, your troubles are mine and mine yours. And I shall help you in whatever manner you wish me to help." So it is quite clear amongst the three, the third is the best kind of friend. Well, this story was narrated by Swami himself. So any guesses who the third kind of friend is? Well, there is no suspense there. It is indeed God. So with that short story, we have more music to come. Here is Love the Love by Diana Gillespie, followed by the song, Oh Happy Day.
So love the love, 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 love that love is blind. Love the love of the beloved. 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 Love to the rivers, love to the desert, love to the clouds and trees. Love to the oceans, love to the mountains, love to the gentle breeze. Love the love. Love the love. Love to the sunrise, love to the moonlight, love to the stars in the sky. Love to the fishes, love to the animals, love to the birds that fly. Love the love.
Love to the sunrise, love to the moonlight, love to the stars.
Welcome back, dear fellow pilgrims. Let's continue our talk on friendship. Now, if we do a quick search on online, we will see there are thousands of articles available that speaks of friendship with God. Now, one such article that I read seems to connect with everything that Swami has said in his discourses time and again. In this article, the writer quotes from the Bible, Genesis 18:17, and goes on to express what he derives out of it in complete love for the Lord. So here is what the writer has to say on this topic of friendship with the divine. He says, this friendship with the Lord means being so intimately in touch with God that you never even need to ask Him to show you His will. It is evidence of such a level of intimacy which confirms that you are nearing the final stage of your discipline in the life of faith. When you have a right standing relationship with God, you have a life of freedom, liberty, and delight. You are God's will, and all of your common sense decisions are actually His will for you, unless you sense a feeling of restraint brought on by a check in your spirit. You are free to make decisions in the light of a perfect and delightful friendship with God, knowing that if your decisions are wrong, He will lovingly produce that sense of restraint. And once He does, you must stop immediately. Unquote. So dear listeners, I think this is such a beautiful example of complete surrender resulting from a friendship built with faith in the Lord. Well, with that beautiful piece of writing based on the Holy Bible, let's move on to some more beautiful music. Here is the song, That's My Guru, followed by the song, Experience.
Sweet nectar of love, graceful as a dove, refreshing breeze, love and full of peace, kind and gentle.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Love, a program bringing you songs of love, from love, through love and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan, interspersed with words of love. So even as Swami continues to cite such beautiful examples of friendship with God, now there are times when friendship shows traces of divinity and divine love even at such human levels. The story that I'm going to narrate now took place at the 2000 Paralympics held in Ireland. So this event is held for specially advantaged children, or differently advantaged children to be precise. The 100 meters race was on, and there were 10 lanes with 4 girls and 6 boys, each representing their country. So the gun went off and everyone started running. But suddenly there was a noise and the runner in the middle lane fell down. The amazing thing that happened was that everyone on the track stopped. Each of the other 9 contestants stopped, turned around, and all went to the boy who had fallen down. So one of them picked him up, another one dusted his clothes, and one girl gave him a small kiss on his cheek and said, "Well, that should make you all right." And then they all linked hands together and went towards the finish line. And remember, this was no high school event. This was the Paralympics of 2000 in Ireland. There were 45,000 people in that stadium who all stood up and clapped for 15 minutes. There was not one dry eye in the audience. Why? These specially advantaged people showed us the meaning of Swami's message. They bonded together in love and went towards the goal together. As Swami says time and again, unity brings purity that will in turn lead us to divinity. So let's remember that there are many colors in the rainbow, but that's what makes the rainbow so beautiful.
Love.
There's only one light, only one light. There's only one light in this world. The truth is we're part of the very same heart, and there's only one light in this world. There's only one light, only one light. There's only one light in this world. The truth is we're part of the very same heart, and there's only one light in this world.
Divinity.
Dear listeners, you are tuned to the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and you're with me, Chandu Vijay, on Love to Love, bringing all things love, from love, through love, and to love. So continuing our reflection on friendship with God, another incident where God takes over our friendship is evident in the following story. Well, I'm reminded of a very touching story of two men, both seriously ill, admitted in the same hospital room. One man was allowed to sit up on his bed for an hour a day to drain his fluid from his lungs. Now, this man's bed was next to the room's only window. The other man had to spend all his time flat on his back. And these men used to talk for hours on end. They spoke about their families, their jobs, where they had been on vacations and so on. Every afternoon, when the man in the bed next to the window could sit up, he would describe to his roommate all the things he could see outside the window. The man on the other bed started living for those 1 hour periods where his world would come alive by all the activities and colors of the outside world. The window overlooks a park with a lovely lake. The window man used to say, "Ducks and swans play on the water, and children sail their model boats. Grand old trees grace the landscape, and a fine view of the city skyline can be seen at the distance." As he described all this in exquisite detail, the man on the other side of the room would close his eyes and imagine those beautiful images. But quite unexpectedly, an alien thought entered his head. Why should he have the pleasure of seeing everything, while I never get to see? It didn't seem fair. As the days went by, his envy became resentment and soon turned into sorrow. He began to brood and found himself unable to sleep. He felt he should be by that window. One fine day, when the nurse arrived to bring water for the bath, she found the lifeless body of the man by the window. She was saddened and called the hospital attendant to take it away. As soon as it seemed appropriate, the other man asked if he could be moved next to the window. The nurse was happy to make the switch, and after making sure he was comfortable, she left him alone. Finally, he could have the joy of seeing it all by himself. He strained to slowly turn to look outside the window, only to see a blank wall. He was absolutely surprised, as it was impossible for an empty wall to come up overnight. On inquiry, he found that the deceased man by his side was actually blind. The blind man demonstrated an important aspect of friendship infused with pure divine love. Even though he could not see, he did everything in his power to ensure his roommate felt some warmth, assurance, and love. The same way Swami always lovingly assures us that he will take care of everything for us. Only if we let him and have faith that whatever he does is for our own highest good.
Divine life, but I'm heaven's dream.
Listeners, so the take-home message from today's session is make God your best friend. Share the love, the pain, the sorrow, the joy, everything with God. Allow God to lead you through life, helping you to cross over hurdles, meet challenges with confidence, and navigate the stormy seas with faith that He is there to see you through it. Just as Lord Krishna stayed on as Arjuna's charioteer on the battlefield, Swami too is our divine guide and friend. So take his hand, hold it tight, and walk through life with him hand in hand. One last saying from our beloved Lord before I leave you with the final song for the evening is thus. Swami reminds us, don't have your focus on getting detached from the world. Keep your focus on getting attached to God, and detachment from the world would automatically happen. So well, dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed preparing for it and presenting it. And as always, your comments and suggestions are most welcome. Do write to us at listener@radiosai.org. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.
Dear Lord, we pray, grace us with your love this day.
At your feet, dear Lord, we pray, grace us with your love this day.
Sai Baba, Sai Baba, you are Krishna, you are Rama.
Sai Baba, Sai Baba, you are Krishna, you are Rama.
Oh Baba, Mother, you are Father.
Oh, Baba, oh, Baba, you are Mother, you are Father.
All names in every form, all that was and will be born.
You are all names in every form, all that was and will be born.
You are all names in every form, all that is forevermore.
You are all names in every form, all that is forevermore. At your feet, dear Lord, we pray, grace us with your love this day.